express. This is Company Radio. Hours.
Come on, Lulu, come on. Come on, I'm a man too.
01. And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Combon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Combon Radio News. At 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 8:50, Combon Radio 94.9. It's Combon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Combon Radio.
Youth urged to avoid Kachasu abuse after unconscious man found in Kamwala. Chingola man dies after being trapped in collapsed illegal mine shaft. And in Africa news, a polls open in Ethiopia, but not everyone can vote. Presents the lunchtime news. My name is Blessed Chwao. Some residents of Lusaka's Kamwala area have called on youths who are in a habit of consuming illicit alcohol, commonly known as kachasu, on empty stomach to stop that practice. The residents say excessive consumption of the illicit brew, especially without eating beforehand, has contributed to health complications and deaths among some young people. Speaking in an interview with Combon Radio News, the residents urged youths to prioritize their health by avoiding harmful drinking habits and ensuring they eat before consuming any alcoholic beverages. The residents are speaking after a young man was allegedly found lying unconscious along Tokyo Way after allegedly consuming kachasu. They have further appealed to young people to stay away from illicit alcohol and engage in productive activities that can improve their lives and contribute positively to society.
Ifo na pera advisor yoyin wa body wa senda wa polisi na vena wa chwa mupeti wa chila mwana nogu mwana ila alepona mkwa ili na mwana na afudisha fiti mkushitirati mbone kozi bode ya kwe itu ya kawa mkwa afudisha nati maybe mwana andi kuti wa apulumuka ku hospital.
So inikari jome nikamba nyakuti banyama hata chika indi kumwa mwa ufu nikati sesi tuati ya tuwa samba ndiye po yamba kumwa mwa nada tikumwa shimwe chimwe ya yae ifu nikaiji ndatipa isi.
A 36-year-old man has died after an earth collapse that buried him inside a rat hole tunnel while he was illegally mining copper ore at OB-13 KCM dump site in Chingola district. Copper Belt Police Commissioner Mwala Yui has confirmed the incident to Kombon Radio News, stating that it occurred around 23 hours on May 31st, 2026. The report was received at Derek Chilundika Police Post and Nchanga Police Station at 0226 in the early hours of today. He has identified the deceased as Kelvin Musebo, 36, of house number C1, Kapisha Compound Road, Chingola, who died after a pile of earth collapsed and completely buried him during illegal mining activities. Mr. Yui explained that the victim and his friend, Johnson Mubanga, 34, of the same address, left their homes around 17:30 hours and joined other friends at the dump site. While working in the pit, the tunnel entrance collapsed. He added that other illegal miners rescued Mubanga, who was half buried, but Musebo was unresponsive when reached. He said both were rushed to Nchanga North General Hospital, but Musebo was later declared dead on arrival, while Mubanga was treated and discharged in a stable condition. Commissioner Yui stated that police inspected the body and found no visible injuries. Rehabilitation works on the Kalonje Kate Road in Kanyama Township have reached an advanced stage under the 2026 Constituency Development Fund CDF, with the Lusaka City Council expressing satisfaction with the progress made so far. The project, valued at approximately 700,000 kwacha, covers a 600-meter stretch and includes a graveling, grading and compaction works aimed at improving road conditions in the township. The Lusaka City Council Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the project is expected to enhance accessibility and mobility for residents while strengthening the local road network. Officials from the Council's Department of Engineering and Infrastructure Development have conducted inspections for the project to assess the progress and ensure compliance with engineering standards and specifications. Ms. Mwamba says the local authority remains committed to improving road infrastructure across the city through strategic investments under the Constituency Development Fund.
The 600-meter road project involves graveling, grading and compaction. Once completed, the works will improve accessibility, strengthen the township road network and enhance mobility for residents. Officials from the Lusaka City Council's Department of Engineering and Infrastructure Development have inspected the site to monitor progress and ensure the works comply with required engineering standards and specifications. The Lusaka City Council remains committed to improving road infrastructure across the city. And through CDF, we are rehabilitating and maintaining township roads to enhance connectivity, improve access to essential services, and support socio-economic development in our communities.
Governance expert and human rights advocate Wesley Mianda has expressed concern over recent incidents of political violence witnessed during the filing of nominations ahead of the August general elections. Mr. Mianda says reports of individuals brandishing weapons such as pangas, firearms and catapults are a threat to Zambia's peace and democratic reputation. He notes that such acts are reminiscent of the violence that Zambians condemned in previous election periods and warns that the situation could worsen as campaigns intensify. He has called on law enforcement agencies and other security wings to act decisively against all perpetrators regardless of political affiliation. Mr. Mianda has also urged political parties and their supporters to embrace issue-based campaigns and reject violence, hate speech, and tribal remarks in order to safeguard peace before, during, and after the elections.
Because we have witnessed and strongly condemned these barbaric acts during PF regime, where party cadres could beat up, harass, and even kill innocent citizens in cold blood under the full watch of state actors and political leaders themselves. Now, if left unchecked, the current situation may escalate, especially